What's up, everybody? My name is Athena, and you're here to listen to Vanished in the Valley. Today, we are going to talk about John D. Rockefeller and the Masonic Creed. We are also going to talk about a raid on the offices of Save the Children that happened in Guatemala. We have some Justin Trudeau is a tool news and maybe some even giants talk, because you guys know how fucking obsessed I am with the mythical giants. So sit back, get ready for this. We are going to start with the Masonic Creed, which has been attributed to John D. Rockefeller. If you don't know who John Rockefeller is, he was born in 1839 and died in 1937. He was an American business magnate. He was also one of the wealthiest Americans of all time, and one of the richest people in modern history. So basically, these motherfuckers got super rich because they founded Standard Oil Company in 1870. This particular cockroach ran it until 1897 and remained its largest shareholder. So I'm sure everybody knows who the fucking Rockefellers are, so we're not going to go too deep into what their history is like. But what we are going to talk about is the Masonic Creed. It starts with the sentence, quote, "We will keep their lives short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite." This shit is, it's pretty long, and there's a bunch of controversy surrounding it, and a lot of people say this is bullshit. This was not written by Rockefeller. And I was like, okay, sure, it may not be written by this fool. But then I came across a Snopes article from 2020 that basically lies. And we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, fuck Snopes. Anyway, back to the Masonic Creed. This document goes on and says, "The soft metals will make them lose their minds. We will promise to find a cure from our many funds. And yet, we will give them more poison. Chemical poisons will be absorbed through the skin of idiots who believe that certain hygiene and beauty products presented by great actors and musicians will bring eternal youth to their faces and bodies. And through their thirsty and hungry mouths, we will destroy their minds and systems of eternal organ reproduction. However, their children will be born as disabled and deformed, and we will hide this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them, in what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. We must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good, and fun images and musical tones. Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. They will see our products being used in films and will grow accustomed to them. And they will never know their true effect." This diabolical shit goes on and on. And like I was saying at the beginning, I'm like, okay, sure, this could totally be a hoax or whatever. And when I found the Snopes article, it's like, oh, okay, maybe this isn't a fucking hoax. Because in that article, they completely misquote what was written in the Masonic Creed. For example, the Masonic Creed starts talking about distracting the masses. It says, "We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and games, so they may never be one with the oneness of it all." So then fast forward, move on over to this fucking Snopes article. They quote it as saying, "Video games," which I've seen the fucking document. It does not say video games. It says games. And this is what Snopes said about that. "The above displayed text has been online for nearly 2 decades. One hint that it was not penned by Rockefeller is that it mentions a number of modern inventions that were not widespread or didn't even exist during Rockefeller's life, which ended in 1937. And this is their fucking example. For example, this text mentions video games. But the first video game, Pong, wasn't even invented until 2 decades after Rockefeller's death. They're just playing typical fucking Snopes word salad bullshit and just straight up lying. And another little hint about this was this Snopes article came out in 2020, which was, like everybody knows, the fucking huge explosion of censorship from big tech and propaganda and psyops. Another interesting excerpt from the Masonic Creed starts off by saying, "Drop by drop by drop, we will advance our goal. We will take over their land, resources, and wealth to exercise total control over them. We will deceive them into accepting laws that steal the little freedom they have. We will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt. When they shall band together, we shall accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. We will use our media to control the flow of information and their sentiment in our favor. It goes on talking about how they're going to crush us like insects if we rise up against them. I mean, a lot of it you can definitely see, you know, okay, this is written fucking what, almost 100 years ago or whatever. But it all really does apply to what's going on now. Our food is fucking poison. They're geoengineering the fuck out of our skies. So these poisons are dropping on us every fucking day. And what, they've had a concerted effort to destroy natural reproduction for years. They literally tell us that they have complete contempt for us, that we're just insects to be crushed and controlled. And good old Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum literally told us that we will own nothing and be happy. And good old Klaus is just taking a page out of the Rockefeller Masonic Creed. Another interesting little tidbit states, when they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them it is for their help. We will start early on. When their minds are young, we will target their children with what children love most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other diseases for which we will create yet more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us by our power. Now this part kind of gives off Spanish flu vibes. The Spanish flu did not start in Spain. It began in the USA. It was not a flu. It was actually a bacterial pneumonia. Autopsy results showed that bacterial pneumonia killed 92.7% of people in 1918 and 19. The first case of this bacterial pneumonia in 1918 was traced back to military base in Fort Riley, Kansas. During the first half of 1918, an experimental meningitis vaccine cultured in horses by the Rockefeller Institute in New York City was injected into soldiers at Fort Riley. Millions of soldiers who were vaccinated with this experimental shot, which was about 2 million of them, went overseas. Months later, they returned home, and the mainstream media in 1980 propagated the narrative that the soldiers came back with all sorts of European diseases. As we have all seen the last few years, Big Pharma is in cahoots with mainstream media. And they just terrified the population, which led to millions of vaccines distributed to America and European populations. Millions of people were vaccinated with this poison. The Rockefeller Institute was in charge of the production and distribution of these vaccines. 50 million people died. Now, think about that, you guys. How many of these people do you think were vaccinated? Which then also brings us up to the Kabobo PSYOP. Mainstream media fucking made all of the fucking sheep and the NPCs and maybe even just people that didn't know much about vaccines, they didn't know much about virus or bacteria or shit like that. So they're like, fuck, the mainstream media is saying it. We're seeing all this crazy footage from China where people are just like collapsing and dying in the street, which, by the way, was fake as fuck. Anyway, and now it's actually time for a little side mainstream media rant. Fucking Chris Cuomo. He is an absolute piece of fucking shit. This fool spread crazy propaganda that ivermectin was horse medicine and you're crazy if you don't get the vaccine. You shouldn't even be able to exist in society. Now this motherfucker is admitting he spread false information about ivermectin during the pandemic. And he now says he's a user of it. He blames this on getting bad information. It's like, bitch, you have hella money. You have a lot of resources at your disposal, and it never occurred to you, like, hey, maybe I should look into what these fuckers are asking me to push on a fucking already terrified population. So straight up, fuck you, Chris Cuomo. And while we're on the fuck yous, all of the fucking Hollywood little bitches that came out and tried to convince everyone to go get this shot, and if you didn't do it, you were killing grandma, you're all fucking dumb. And you're probably going to get a goddamn heart attack if you actually got the shot and not some fake shit. But yeah, anyway, back to the Rockefellers and the Masonic Creed. Side rants. I've done a bunch of episodes about the Rockefellers and their complete takeover and capture of the American medical system back in the day. And 100% these people are straight up fucking evil. And like I said, kind of at the beginning, I found this Masonic creed and I wasn't sure who wrote it. But after looking at a bunch of the evidence, and as per usual, you won't find a smoking gun. But the way that Snopes jumped on the bandwagon and basically did their word salad bullshit and straight up lied in the article, and all the stuff that this shit came out fucking almost 100 years ago, but it 100% applies to what's going on right now. You'd have to be blind as fuck if you did not see the connections in what is being said in this document and what they've done to us the last fucking 4 years. Fuck that, the last couple of decades. These motherfuckers are playing the long game. This isn't like some plan that they're trying to pop off in a few years. The shit has been in motion for decades, you guys. Moving right the fuck along now, we are going to talk about this triangle UFO that I've seen videos of, I've seen pictures of it, but it's like straight up flying over the Pentagon. And apparently the classified photo of the triangle UFO shows it emerging from the ocean, and it was taken by a U.S. Navy pilot flying an FA-18F Super Hornet. And obviously the fucking Pentagon hasn't officially confirmed it, but there's a fucking video of it, and it's crazy. I actually posted it on my Instagram page today because it's kind of next level. Check this part out, guys. Back in 2020, Luis Elizondo, who was the head of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, went on Coast to Coast AM radio. This was back in 2020. Luis Elizondo stated that the current UAP task force obtained images of multiple unknown aerial objects, including a clear image of a mysterious triangle emerging from the ocean, recorded by military pilots. Basically, the object is described as a large triangle with blunted edges and spherical white lights on each corner. It's believed the pilots who actually captured the footage were operating from either the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower or the USS John C. Stennis, both of which are Nimitz-class nuclear-powered supercarriers, which further deepens the apparent links between UFOs and man's nuclear capabilities. Because it's said that a lot of these UAP, UFO motherfuckers like to go around and fuck with different nuclear subs or nuclear weapons, shit like that. So they're like, hey, you dumb motherfucking humans, you guys aren't smart or responsible enough to have nukes, so we're gonna come fuck with you. There have been several officials that have confirmed this photo's existence, but of course they didn't provide like any detail or anything. There is a report focused on the unidentified submersible phenomena, or unidentified transmedium vehicles that can operate both underwater and in the air. The UAP task force appears to be concerned that the objects may originate from within the world's oceans. Well, fuck yeah, they could. Most of that shit's not even explored. And I mean, I like to do shit, but I'm smart enough to know not to go fuck around in those oceans. And you guys, it's not just the UAP task force that is confirming this kind of shit. There have been several reports of unexplained very high-speed sonar targets recorded by some of the most sophisticated listening equipment on the planet. A senior member of the intelligence community, whose responsibility for decades involved underwater surveillance and reconnaissance programs, acknowledged that there are valid claims of extremely fast-moving underwater objects being detected by U.S. military systems. There's even been several veteran submariners who almost unanimously acknowledge that unexplained, very high-speed sonar targets are indeed recorded by some of the most sophisticated listening equipment we have. But this triangle shit over the Pentagon is next fucking level. So, I mean, I didn't fucking record the video. I didn't see a pyramid above the fucking Pentagon. I just saw the video and I'm looking at the surrounding evidence. And I think it's good enough to make an argument that this shit is real. So if you want to see this shit, go to my Instagram page and check it out. It's change of subject time. Now we have to talk about how the charity offices for the Save the Children, you know, from the U.S., has been raided in Guatemala. Basically, what's being said is Guatemalan prosecutors raided the office of the charity Save the Children for U.S. alleged involvement in trafficking children. The raid came a week after Secretary General of Guatemala's public ministry, Angel Pineda, wrote a letter to the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, asking for support in addressing allegations that Save the Children and other aid groups could be participating in child trafficking operations. Let's go through a little list of these cunts that have been involved with Save the Children. Ghislaine Maxwell has given money to Save the Children Foundation. Bill Gates has given money to Save the Children Foundation. Oprah Winfrey has also given money to Save the Children Foundation. Hillary Clinton addressed the inaugural benefit gala for Save the Children Foundation in 2013. Save the Children once honored Disney chairman and CEO Bob Iger with its centennial award, the very same Disney whose employees keep getting arrested for child exploitation images and videos. And I'm sure you guys know there is a bunch of children that have gone missing from our U.S. borders. And check this part out. This is a quote from none other than President Biden's wife, Jill Biden. "I'm very honored to join Save the Children, an organization whose mission so closely aligns with my life's work. Ensuring children have a strong start in life, it's a privilege to be part of the team." I mean, and we all know her fucking husband is a child-sniffing fucking pedo. I mean, days ago, I read you his daughter's fucking diary where she talks about how President Brandon likes to shower with her naked and shit. But getting back to some of what these fucktards did with Save the Children. The Mirror organized a Disney day out for kids at Lord and Lady Beth's Longleat House in Wiltshire. A great, fun day in which Ghislaine Maxwell presented a check for hella money to Save the Children Fund on September 13th, 1985. And we all know Oprah fucking Winfrey was just basically like handing up young actresses to Harvey nasty ass Weinstein. I hope as 2024 keeps on going that more of these disgusting pedophiles get killed, raided, arrested. I don't know. But so many of them have so much money and they're so deeply connected that as per usual, they'll have rich people justice and nothing will happen. Even if there's solid fucking evidence, they're trafficking children, raping children, doing God knows what to children. Getting back more to this Guatemalan raid. So Save the Children has operated in Guatemala since 1976. And apparently, Rafael Caracharachery, I don't fucking know how to say his name. Anyway, he leads the special prosecutor's office against impunity and said there is a video that's been published on social media that the search had involved the, quote, registration and seizure of evidence in coordination with the national police. Let's talk about Rafael for just 1 minute. Back in 2021, Guatemala named him as the new anti-corruption prosecutor. That was 2 weeks after the previous one had been fired and fled the country. So the United States has actually sanctioned this guy, and I'm just like, oh, you're sanctioning him, and he's actually trying to stop fucking these disgusting American charities from trafficking and abusing children. Shocker. This whole thing with Save the Children in Guatemala started when somebody filed a complaint against them, and they were basically saying that Guatemalan children were being abused at shelters in Texas, where non-governmental organizations were working. And that's according to a spokesman for the public ministry in Guatemala. A lot of people in Guatemala are saying this shit's all politically motivated. They don't give a fuck about children. But you know what? I know Save the Children has been shady for fucking decades. And the people that they are involved with, the people that they take money from, are just as fucking shady. Save the Children actually gave a statement saying, quote, "We do not, we have never facilitated the movement of children out of Guatemala. Instead," it said, "it supported health and nutrition programs, access to education and food in the public school system, and emergency assistance." They went on to say, quote, "We are shocked and perplexed by the unprecedented search of our offices by the Guatemalan public ministry. No specific allegations were made known to us, and there is no evidence to support allegations of misconduct." Bullshit. I don't fucking believe a word you're saying. Check out that shit. Look for anything in the news that might be coming up. I could barely find anything about it. And most articles I do find basically just says, this is all politics. You can't believe what people in Guatemala are saying. And it's okay, sure. Maybe you shouldn't just fucking believe what people are saying. But look at the history of child trafficking, and these so-called organizations that want to help children are always fucking involved somewhere. Add the fucking pieces up, look who's involved, and look at the history of these type organizations. I 100% believe this shit could be true. Before we move on to talk about the giants, let's talk about the tool known as Justin Trudeau. Check this shit out, you guys. The Trudeau regime has introduced an Orwellian new law called the Online Harms Bill C-63, which will give police the power to retroactively search the internet for, quote, hate speech violations and arrest offenders, even if the offense occurred before the law existed. They're saying that the new bill is aimed at safeguarding the masses from so-called hate speech. Now, when the fuck has a law ever been allowed to be implemented and then you can just fucking backdate it to before it was a law? Like, how does that even make sense? My Canadian peeps, you guys gotta get the fuck out of there. I've seen how much your chicken is at Costco, and that's just not what's up. I mean, you could have just been some asshole teenager saying, you know, just fucking mouthing off, being an asshole or whatever, and now they can go back and use this law as a weapon against you? This shit just straight up spits in the face of all Western legal traditions. Like, how the fuck can you be charged with a crime for a law that didn't even exist at the time of the supposed crime? Fucking Justin Trudeau. Can we backdate some hate crime charges to when this fuckwad had blackface pictures everywhere? Or what about the time he raped a student? Can we backdate the law for that? Fuck you. Justin Trudeau is a tool. Now it's time to talk about the motherfucking giants. So specifically, we are going to talk about giants that were supposedly found on Catalina Island. And Catalina Island is right off the coast of California. A man named Ralph Glidden went there, and it just depends on what source you read it from. But basically, some people are saying that he went there to try to find evidence of a mythical prehistoric race of giant, fair-skinned, blue-eyed Native Americans that he believed once inhabited the Channel Islands, which includes Catalina, 26 miles off the coast of California. In 1930, and you can actually find some of the newspaper articles still, he announced that he had discovered a 138-pound soapstone urn that contained the skeleton of a young royal princess. He said, "This princess was surrounded by the skeletons of 64 children buried in tiers 4 deep. Glidden also stated he found the skeleton of a man that was 7 feet 8 inches tall. This dude ran this whole, like, quote-unquote museum thing back in the 30s on Catalina Island. And this fool's kind of next level. His museum basically, oh my fucking God, it's kind of bad. Apparently inside this museum, the windows were edged with toe, ankle, wrist, and finger bones. Leg and arm bones served as a bracket for shelves lined with skulls. Ceiling panels were decorated with human vertebrae and rosettes of shoulder blades." And this was just a fucking museum anybody could go check out back in the day. For today's standards, this guy is like super disrespectful and he's basically just grave robbing. But I guess back in the day, back in the 30s, this shit was totally acceptable. This is the first time I really have ever heard about giants being found on Catalina Island. But if you search and do enough research, you can find old ass newspaper clippings from all over the United States. And these are old school news organizations that had no contact or connection with each other. There's one that's titled, "An Ancient Ozark Giant Dug Up Near Steelville. Giant Skeleton, 18 Feet Tall." And a little fun side note, this is a quote from Abraham Lincoln in a Niagara Falls speech, September 25th, 1848. "The eyes of that species of extinct giants, whose bones fill the mounds of America, have gazed on Niagara, as ours do now." And a lot of people will be like, okay, sure. So if all these people dug up all these skeleton bones, where's the evidence? Where are they? A lot of time, these skeletons would be shipped to the Smithsonian to never be seen again. Legends and oral stories of giants have been around since probably as long as fucking humans have been. And from all over the world, you can look at art that's 2,000 years old, and there's depictions of giants in it. You can listen to different Native American oral stories, and they talk about the giants. So this isn't just some like crackpot idea. And I think because, you know, I did a shit ton of research on this back in the day when I did my giants episodes. And recently when I was trying to do some more research, I noticed a lot of the articles that I had used in that episode, they're just fucking gone. They're wiped from the internet. So that always piques my curiosity. I was able to find an article by the Catalina Islander from July 15th, 1931, that actually does show one of these giant skeletons. And they're basically saying it's an Indian skeleton that was 7 foot, 2 1/4 inches high, with hands crossed and fingers over the right eye. So if you look hard enough, you can still find some of these pictures online, but I swear they're disappearing more and more each day. But how do all of these different newspapers that have no fucking connection to one another, how are they all publishing stories from local finds that are very similar to this? There's reports from all over the United States that giant bones were found. And then these skeletons would just mysteriously disappear, never to be seen or heard from again. Found another photo from the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History back in 1959, and it just basically looks like an archaeological dig, but it's captioned Indian Cemetery, Santa Rosa Island, containing abalone shells radiocarbon dated at 7,070 years old. Tops of the skulls were painted red. Several skeletons measured over 7 feet tall. Like I was saying, if you fucking look hard enough, you can find all kinds of evidence. And, you know, not like recent, like the last couple of decades history, but recent enough history that it should definitely make you wonder what the fuck is going on. There's even an 1862 article in Scientific American that talk about the Catalina Giants. They talk about these Indian skulls having double-rowed teeth and being extremely large. So the evidence is out there, but as far as actually seeing some of these skeletons, I think somebody's got to sue the fuck out of the Smithsonian and get into their archives to figure out where all of this shit went. A lot of times archaeologists would find these different giant bones, send it into the Smithsonian, asking them to analyze it. And, you know, they wouldn't hear anything for a while, so then they would write to the Smithsonian. And one of the main excuses these motherfuckers would use was, "We didn't receive anything from you. What are you talking about?" Another one of the main excuses from the Smithsonian is that they said it was mammoth bones, or just basically animal bones, and these were not human bones. And the archaeologists were expected to drop it. Archaeologists then and now have a lot to lose if they go outside the mainstream ideas and official narrative. They'll lose funding, they will be blacklisted, they will become pariahs in their industry. So I get it, but fuck, man, can we sue the shit out of the Smithsonian and see some motherfucking giant bones, please? One of the, I guess, more interesting articles I found was from the Indian Valley Record, May 13th, 1937. And they state a giant's body was found in Catalina Island. Apparently, some workmen were excavating for a pipeline on Catalina's main street, and they uncovered a skeleton of a giant measuring 7 feet and 3 inches. Like I keep saying, the fucking information is there. These people can't delete everything from the internet. Oh, they're gonna fucking try it. Eventually they may be able to. But a lot of these newspapers are stored on microfilm. So these twats that are trying to get rid of all of this evidence would literally have to travel to probably every public library in the United States for them to effectively wipe out all of the evidence of giants throughout our history. All right, you guys, that's about it for this week. Before I get out of here, I have to say what's up to our top three downloading states, which are California, Texas, and New York. That's what's up, you guys. You guys are regulars on the top three, and I appreciate you guys checking out the podcast every week. As far as our international listeners, Canada is in first, the UK is in second, Australia in third, and Portugal, hey, is in fourth. Come over to my Instagram page if you want to see that crazy pyramid UFO video, guys. It's next level. But until next week, be aware and don't forget your pepper spray. Ciao, ciao.